Welcome to the Texas Financial Advisory Show. I'm Mark Elliott here with Brooklyn Chander-Willey. Brooklyn, the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory. Brooklyn started her company back in January of 2008, and we know things are different now, 11 years later. Things are different in the retirement world. It's a little bit more difficult. It's not like our parents or grandparents where we had a pension, we had Social Security, we had savings that if we needed it, great, but we really didn't because we had guaranteed paychecks with pensions and Social Security. It's a different time to retire. Today, we're going to talk about some of the major risk to your retirement assets. So we're going to talk about a lot of different things today on the program. If you have any questions, the number is 844-TFA-SHOW. That is 844-832-7469. The website to find out more about Brooklyn and the events she puts on quite a few events, TexasFinancialAdvisory.com. There's no cost to attend these events. You just have to sign up. Seating is limited. TexasFinancialAdvisory.com. Brooklyn, welcome, and talk a little bit about your events. How many do you do a month throughout the area? I mean, what's going on at these? Because there's no cost to attend, but seating typically is limited, so we do have to sign up.
Right, and so those events, again, as you said, there's no cost to attend, but it feels like a little overview of our company. It's like a live brochure, if you will. And typically it involves food, because who wants to go somewhere and not have something to eat? So dinner's on us, or lunch, or whatever it is. And so those are, you know, maybe an hour to 2 hours out of your life to come in and kind of, maybe you've been listening to the show for all these years and you've looked on our website, but you just really want to see who we are and learn a little bit about us. So that's what those workshops are about. We also are starting in the fall more of like an educational series. And now this does have a small cost associated with it because there's a workbook. And so there's just a cost to cover for the workbook. And now these are longer, and they're anywhere from 2 to 4 days, depending on which one you want to do. And they, again, it's educational material. It's kind of like boot camp, if you will, for getting you ready to retire or seeing if you're investing the right way. We've got a lot of even people in their early 40s that are registered to come to it because, as you mentioned at the beginning of the show, Mark, I mean, there are no pensions anymore, really. And what you save is what you're going to have to live on. And we're all living longer. So we have a lot of people that are figuring this out earlier in life because they're saying, well, you know, I'm already 40, 45, and I don't think I'm saving enough in my 401k. What else can I be doing? Because I don't want to work till I'm 80, right? But those educational workshops, those will start here in the fall. And they're, again, as I mentioned earlier, longer. They're like 3-hour events, and they're multiple days, like 2 to 4 days, depending on how many you want to go to.
So you can find out more just by going to the website, TexasFinancialAdvisory.com. TexasFinancialAdvisory.com. So we're talking about some major risks today. And if we tried to cover all the potential risks to your retirement income, we'd be here all weekend. We've got other things to do. So there are many of these risks, I guess you could say, to consider. And Brooklyn, I know you've kind of pared down the list of potential income threats to a handful that we're going to focus on today. Maybe kind of set the show up for us. What are we going to hear about today?
Well, first, we're going to talk about how people are living longer and the income needs during retirement. We're seeing people being in retirement as long, if not longer, than the years that they've actually saved for retirement. So how do you switch from accumulation mode to preservation and distribution mode? The second thing we're going to talk about is understanding true diversity. People think that they can spread it across multiple mutual funds and equities, fixed income, but in reality, is that enough for diversity? And then we also talk about tax diversity. You don't want just all tax-deferred accounts, maybe some tax-free accounts or tax-efficient accounts. And that leads us to taxes, right? And tax is a big part of my firm. We're a very tax-centric firm. And the reason we're able to do that is I have two CPAs here on staff that do our tax prep. But tax prep is very different from tax strategy. And in order for the advisors, the investment advisors, to put together tax strategy, we have the tax preparers here that can do some mock tax returns and show you the true value of tax planning. And then lastly is just, I see people all the time, they're just really not prepared. And again, you don't know what you don't know. And I think a big part of the value that we bring to the clients that work with us is being able to see some possible mistakes or some hurdles that they're going to come up against and help them prevent that so that they're not spending excess money or running out of money or getting in a position that they're in a bind. And so we'll cover that in our last segment.
Yeah, and we're glad you're with us today for the Texas Financial Advisory Show with Brooklyn Chandler Willey of Texas Financial Advisory. And because you're with us today, we're going to give you an opportunity. If you would like a white paper, and it's about your retirement income planning checklist. So it's a checklist so that you have some ideas, because that's what we're talking about, really, is about how prepared are you for retirement. So we'd love for you to, if you'd like this, and there's no cost to get this white paper, and it's called Your Retirement Income Planning Checklist. Really, retirement planning starts with income. Do you have enough? Will it be enough? Will it last as long as you do? So this white paper, all you have to do is text the word checklist to 844-832-7469. That is 844-TFA-SHOW. Just text the word checklist, and then we'll send you out the white paper on your retirement income planning checklist. 844-832-7469. 69. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us today. We're talking about major risk, really, to your retirement assets. And let's start with longevity, because longevity is certainly something that can be, it's kind of a double-edged sword, isn't it? I mean, it can be a great thing, but it can also be a very difficult thing. If you're planning on my money lasting to 80 and you live to 81, you've got some issues, let alone if you live to 90 and you weren't planning on that. Because living a long and healthy life, Brooklyn's obviously a great thing. Why is longevity considered a risk?
Well, again, it's about having enough money to continue to live your life and make choices instead of out of, you know, desperation. And this kind of coincides with your health. And you've heard me say it before, health is wealth. And, you know, I have seen clients that have battled cancer, Alzheimer's, dementia. And it doesn't matter how much money you have in the world. To be able to have your health intact is so vital. And so people are spending more money to stay healthy. And that means that we've got to have enough money earmarked for healthcare and alternative healthcare, because not everything's covered by insurance or Medicare. So it's a combination thereof. And it's been really interesting to see kind of a trend of clients that we call them like the sandwich clients. They just got all their kids out of the house and maybe got them through college and trying to get those, you know, their kids on their own. They're starting their family. And now all of a sudden they're looking up and they're having to care for their parents. And that is something that is really impacting a lot of people because it's not talked about. And there's strong feelings one way or the other on who's going to care for their parents. Are they going to come in house? Are they going to stay in their home? Are they going to go in a nursing home? And who's going to pay for it? And I mean, I feel like more often than not, I've got clients that are subsidizing the cost for their parents, home health care or long-term care, but haven't saved for themselves. And obviously that's could be a train wreck, right? If you're spending money on this other person's health care and you don't have enough money at that point for your own. And just last week I met with a lady that she subsidizes her mother's health care or nursing home care. It's an assisted living, and it's like $2,700 a month that she pays. And her mother's only, I want to say it was like 76. She could live to be 86, 90, 95, right? So I mean that really adds up. Again, we don't know what we don't know, so we've got to plan for it. And income is key in this case. I tell people all the time, whether it's for fun or for necessity, nobody says, well, you know, what did you invest in to give you the money to go on that cruise or to be able to travel or be able to retire when you're 55? You know, who really cares what you put your money into? It's about what you get out of it, that month-to-month income need. And so that's one of the first things we focus on with clients is getting their income in order. Let's say you are one of the lucky ones out there and you have some sort of pension that you receive from the company you work for or the government. You know, again, depending on which where you're getting that from. A pension's just a promise, and we want to make sure that if that pension went away, you still be able to live your life. Or if you passed away and your spouse doesn't get it, how is she going to pay for herself, or he going to pay for himself? All these things we're looking at is the income piece is first and foremost. And I find that people, you know, saving is the easy part. It's knowing how to invest in order to create that income stream, that cash flow, mailbox money, if you will. It's really hard for folks to do on their own. I mean, honestly, knowing what I know and the investment tools that are available to us as registered investment advisors that have licenses versus what you can get on your own through, you know, Vanguard.com or any like website, like a robo-advisor, it's drastically different in the product world. So again, whenever we sit down and we get started from point one with a client, we're ultimately getting them to a point to give them that income, to give them the step up in income in 5 years, in 10 years, to be there for them when they need extra income for healthcare, and to be there with them when it comes to tax strategy. We want to make sure that we don't turn around and pay excessive amount of taxes because we didn't divide up your accounts properly when it comes to tax diversity. So all these come into play when we create that TFA financial freedom roadmap for our clients. Now, the one thing we all know and we can agree upon, right, is that the only constant in life is change. We've got changing markets, changing personal circumstances, changes in the value of your retirement accounts. And really amid such flux, we believe here at Texas Financial Advisory that it is critical that you have someone that you can trust, someone that's independent-minded, and has the skill set and the toolbox to help you get through those financial challenges and changes that you're going to encounter during retirement. Now, I've set aside on the calendar some spots for our callers that call in on our show at 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW. To have a discussion with myself or one of my team members here at Texas Financial Advisory to talk about your specific needs, your specific goals, to see if that's something that we could help you with and enhance what you're currently doing. And if you can't make a phone call right now, you can even text the word VISIT to 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW.
So it's something we say all the time. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. We're going to talk about diversification. Are you doing it the right way for your situation? We look at these things a little bit differently sometimes, especially when we're getting closer and closer to retirement. So we're talking about major risks today. Stay with us. A lot to get to. This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show with Brooklyn Chander-Willey, the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory. Fill up the car with gas. Check. Hotel reservations? Check. Getting ready to hear, are we there yet? Hundreds of times? Check. Okay, you're ready to go to Disney World. Having a checklist is a good idea. When it comes to your retirement, it is crucial. Brooklyn Chander-Willey and the team at Texas Financial Advisory have put together a retirement income checklist that will walk you through 10 of retirement's important considerations. If you don't know where you're going in your retirement years, you probably won't get there. That's how this checklist can help. Get your complimentary copy by texting CHECKLIST to 844-832-7469. Think of this checklist as your GPS for your retirement years. Texas Financial Advisory has helped hundreds of families plan for their retirement, including checking off the important considerations covered in this retirement income checklist. Get your complimentary copy right now. Text CHECKLIST 844-832-7469. That's 844-832-7469. Advisory services offered through J.W. Cole Advisors, Inc., Texas Financial Advisory, and J.W. Cole Advisors are unaffiliated entities. Glad you're with us today for the Texas Financial Advisory Show with Brooklyn Chander-Willey. Brooklyn started Texas Financial Advisory back in January of 2008. Their offices in San Antonio, New Braunfels, and Victoria. And of course, if you'd like to find out more, the website is texasfinancialadvisory.com. Brooklyn puts on a lot of live events. I've got some new things coming up this fall where you can actually basically go back to class to learn about some of these challenges. We're talking today about major risk to your retirement assets, and these classes will have some things to do with that, maybe even taxes, a lot of different things that Brooklyn and the team will talk about, because the TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap, there is a plan for your income, because that's where it starts. You've got to replace those paychecks that are no longer coming in. When can I retire? Well, a lot of it's about how much income do you have and will you have? Do you have enough? Will your money last as long as you do? Really, all we care about, though, is are we going to be okay? That's what Brooklyn and the team through the TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap, and this is in partnership because it's not Brooklyn telling you have to do it this way. She gives you a lot of options. Here's what I think is best for you. And at the end of the day, you're the CEO. Brooklyn and Texas Financial Advisory basically are the CFO. They're here to make sure the things that you don't know that you understand a little bit better, certainly, and you can make some wise decisions for your retirement. Again, if you'd like to find out more about Brooklyn and the team, it's TexasFinancialAdvisory.com, TexasFinancialAdvisory.com. Today we're talking about major risks. So we started with longevity. The longer you live, the more challenges you will face throughout your life. More market volatility, more inflation, more rising healthcare costs, all of those types of things. And the other part of one part of your five different plans, basically the TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap, is the investment. So you have income planning, investment strategies, tax planning, health planning, and legacy and estate planning. All of that is a part of the TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap. How about the investment part of this? Because you said your classes are coming up in the fall. You've got people that are in their early 40s coming because they know it's a different type of retirement than their parents or certainly their grandparents faced because pensions are kind of going away. What about diversification? Because I know, Brooklyn, I am good. I've got 20 different mutual funds, so I'm about as diversified as anybody could be.
And really, I think people, it's interesting to find out what people's definition of diversity is. I've had people that feel they're diversified because they have their money in different institutions. So they've got money with Chase. They've got money with Frost. They've got money with Vanguard. They have money with Fidelity. So, but then when we look at the statements, I'm like, they're invested in the exact same stuff. Like, it doesn't matter who's, these are custodians. And they're like, well, you know, if Chase goes under, I'm safe. I'm like, that's not how this works. And so just having your money between different institutions, like if you've left your old 401ks with your old employers, or, you know, a lot of people move to this area through work or retirement and they leave accounts with, you know, local institutions back where they came from. And just spreading your money between custodians or institutions is not diversity. Having all your money spread across mutual funds is not technically diversity. And so we want to look at a few different ways to define diversity for our clients. One is diversity of risk. We want to look at the diversity of tax status. And the reason I bring this up is, again, a common theme that I see people do. And when they get here, sometimes it's too late because they've stuffed all this money into tax-deferred vehicles because somehow we've been brainwashed that it's better to pay the tax later in life. And the problem is there's always a date with the devil. And so I see these people walk out of their careers and they have large deferred comp plans. They have defined benefit plans. They have 401ks, thrift savings plans, what have you. The point being is they've stuffed a bunch of money into these accounts, which is great, but they haven't paid the tax yet. And in reality, those type of accounts, you don't own them outright. The government, the IRS is your joint owner on that account. And they set up this plan for you if you don't have a plan for those accounts, meaning that they will force you to take distributions from it. If you don't follow the rules, there's a major penalty. And then upon your demise, there's even a different set of rules. And in reality, if things aren't set up properly, your beneficiaries and who you'd like to receive those accounts, they could get less money and the IRS could get more than your beneficiaries. Up to 70% of the account could be lost to the IRS upon your demise. And so, again, a lot of people don't think about the taxes. They just think about how big their account is and how, oh, it's doing great and it's making X amount of return. You know, in reality, a lot of that's misleading. And so what we try and do when we sit down with our clients is create a plan that they can have control over it, that they see that there's tax efficiency, create some tax-free income from them, and then also so that they can, if they were to pass away, they would pass down more of a benefit to their spouses, their kids, their grandkids than the IRS, right? I mean, I know we all like our uncles, but Uncle Sam is not the one that you want to inherit your accounts. So we've gotten into tax, a little bit of tax talk, I understand, but You know, really, there's a lot of things that we look at here at Texas Financial Advisory, and it's different for every single person. I mean, yes, there's reoccurring trends, but when we sit down and we talk to you about your situation and your, what you're trying to achieve, and our recommendations are going to be solely based upon that, not because we've got this toolkit of five products and that's all we sell here at Texas Financial Advisory. We're an independent fiduciary. We represent clients. We don't represent the big mutual fund companies or the insurance companies. Now, can we use them? Of course, we're duly licensed, but the point being is that we're looking out for our client first and foremost. So if you'd like the opportunity to really just have a second opinion on your plan to see, are you doing the right thing? Are you heading in the right direction? Is there anything that you could do to better improve and restructure your investment portfolio so that you could have more income, pay less taxes, pay less fees? All of those items would bring more value to what you're currently doing. If you'd like that opportunity, give us a call here at 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW. If you can't make a call right now, you can always text the word VISIT to 844-832-7469. 844-TFA-SHOW. As always, you can visit our website, texasfinancialadvisory.com. A lot of great information on there. You can sign up to be on our newsletter, and then also see the upcoming dates for any of our events in and around San Antonio.
Brooklyn Chandler Willie started the Texas Financial Advisory, really retirement company, back in January of 2008. So things have changed. Brooklyn has had to change with it and more than willing, which is why she's added tax prep and tax strategy as part of the available things that you can get from the team at Texas Financial Advisory. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us today. And we're talking about major risks to your retirement. And really to your assets. How do you make sure that your money will last as long as you do? That's a big challenge. And, you know, you think about it, Brooklyn, we've talked about pensions kind of going away. Most of us today are in the 401k world, 403b, 457, thrift savings plans, all those types of things. We don't have pensions. So now it's a little bit more, well, it's a lot more on our shoulders to plan for our retirement than it was for our grandparents, certainly. So when it comes to the market, that's where we, you know, that's where the 401k is sitting. Right? It's sitting in Wall Street. How do we adjust the closer we get to retirement? Or is that even possible? We just have a 401k. We just let it ride.
Right. And it's very different to invest money while you're using it for income than it is to let the money just sit and grow and participate in market volatility. I think this is one of the biggest, I don't know, it's the biggest hurdle for people to wrap their brain around because they think, well, my statement says I'm making 14%. I'm like, well, you know, yes and no. It really depends on the moment and the day, the time, and what was the downstretch and how long was the downstretch? How long did it take to go from down 10% to get back up? And so, again, it's about time in the market, not timing the market. So let's pretend you've got a lot of volatility happening in your account, and yes, it's made 14%, right? So here it is on your statement, it's made 14%. But let's pretend now you need to take income from that account. Well, when you take every month that $2,000 or $4,000 or $5,000, whatever it is you need to take from the account, if the market's down, then you've locked in losses. If the market's up, then yeah, you won, but it becomes a gamble. And so whenever we're talking about rate of return, that's very different when it comes to determining your income needs. And we don't live in that world anymore where you can go have your money parked in CDs and live off the interest of a 6-8% interest rate of CD money that doesn't exist. And I don't see those interest rates in banks going up anytime soon. So
certainly, I mean, the markets go up, they go down, they go sideways. And really since March of 2009, the banking and housing financial crisis went from 2007, basically stopped in March of 2009. And then things started coming back. We're in the longest bull run in the history of Wall Street right now. And people are always nervous about their money. Certainly, if you were pulling money out or retired in 2008, it was a challenge. Maybe you had to go back to work. We don't want that to happen to you. So maybe talk about one of the things I think a lot of people don't know about that you can do for your clients at Texas Financial Advisory, which I think is a pretty good thing to do. Maybe you could explain it, and that is the 401k distribution while you are still working. And it's typically, what, at the age of 59 and a half, you can do so?
Right. And so this is one of the first opportunities that folks have to take control of their savings And that's your in-service distribution at this magical age, which tends to be 59 and a half. But that's not an IRS rule. It's a plan rule. And how that's come about is really the lessons learned from 2008, 2009. There were so many people that were wanting to retire. And here the market was taking a huge downturn and they had no control over their retirement money because it was held by the custodians. And so they couldn't move their money into cash or they couldn't take it out. They couldn't control their funds. And so, of course, their 401ks went to 201ks. And here they are, 68 years old, 67 years old, and going, well, I can't retire now. I just lost half of my portfolio. And then the employers that were planning on that wave of employees to leave, now they have, you know, these employers that are 68, 69, 70 on their payroll still. And so it really became a domino effect. And so the solution to that is, this is your money, you take it. And so that tends to come really maybe at a magical age or a vesting period. I've seen some plans that it's just like, as long as you've worked for 10 years there, doesn't matter about your age. But you can take that money and you can roll it to a self-directed IRA. So the benefits there is to give control for the tax status, whether you want to convert it and make it tax-free or keep deferring the taxes. So that in-service rollover allows you to take control of the funds, start creating really that TFA financial roadmap. That's where a lot of clients have got their start with us because they've had the opportunity to take that lump sum out and look outside the box. And that also includes maybe not just having it all in the market, maybe doing some hybrid type accounts that give you maybe opportunities to put into real estate or commodity-based investing. So it's a really great opportunity. If you haven't looked to see if your plan allows for that, it takes a few seconds to call your custodian, or you can just give us a call. We've been doing this so long that we pretty much know a lot of the plans here and around San Antonio and what they allow. So if you'd like that opportunity to come in and then also to really just wrap your brain around how the money behaves in the market, we've created a white page for that. And so if you'd like the white page for understanding market corrections, you can simply text the word market to 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW. The magical word today is market. And the number to get that sent to you is 844-832-7469, 844-TFA-SHOW. Give us a text and you can get that white page immediately.
So when you think about the markets, you have what are called pullbacks. If the market goes down 5 to 9%, you have corrections 10 to 19%, and then the bear markets, the crashes, those are 20% or more. So we know the markets go up and down. So a great opportunity for you to get that understanding market corrections white paper from Brooklyn and the team at Texas Financial Advisory just by texting the word market. And if you certainly can come in and sit down with Brooklyn, if you've never heard about the in-service distribution for a 401k, so let's say that you're 59 and a half, your custodian says you can take control of your 401k, but you're not going to retire till, say, 66. So that gives you 6.5 years to get yourself in a better position while still contributing to your 401k at work. You're not going to forego the match. You're going to take advantage of the match. It's just a great opportunity. 844-832-7469. We're talking about some of the major risks to retirement. Brooklyn's touched on taxes before. We're going to talk about what is the difference between tax planning and tax preparation right after this. Stay with us. This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show with Brooklyn Chander-Willey, the President and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory. Fill up the car with gas. Check. Hotel reservations. Check. Getting ready to hear, are we there yet? Hundreds of times. Check. Okay, you're ready to go to Disney World. Having a checklist is a good idea. When it comes to your retirement, it is crucial. Brooklyn Chander-Willey and the team at Texas Financial Advisory have put together a retirement income checklist that will walk you through 10 of retirement's important considerations. If you don't know where you're going in your retirement years, you probably won't get there. That's how this checklist can help. Get your complimentary copy by texting CHECKLIST to 844-832-7469. Think of this checklist as your GPS for your retirement years. Texas Financial Advisory has helped hundreds of families plan for their retirement, including checking off the important considerations covered in this retirement income checklist. Get your complimentary copy right now. Text CHECKLIST 844-832-7469. That's 844-832-7469. Advisory services offered through J.W. Cole Advisors, Inc., Texas Financial Advisory, and J.W. Cole Advisors are unaffiliated entities. Welcome back to the Texas Financial Advisory Show. I'm Mark Elliott, and I'm here with the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory, Brooklyn Chandler-Willey. And of course, you can always, if you have questions, you can always just email Brooklyn. Just askbrooklyn.com. Ask Brooklyn. Now, Brooklyn has two N's. So, Brooke. Lynn, L-Y-N-N. AskBrooklyn.com. You can ask Brooklyn questions. She can get back with you with an answer. Certainly want to tell you about that opportunity. We're talking about major risk. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us today. We're talking about major risk to your retirement assets. So we started with longevity because we are living longer lives. That means we need our money to last even longer. So do I have enough? Will my money last as long as I do? Those are big questions. So we started with longevity because inflation. The longer we live, the more inflation. The more market volatility, the more healthcare challenges. There's just the longer we live, the more challenges we may face. Then we talked about having all of your eggs in one basket, and being diversified is not having 20 different mutual funds. It's being diversified against the different area, across the different really areas of money, the banking world, the insurance world, and the Wall Street world. But everybody's situation is different, and your diversification is probably different than your neighbor's, for example, or your uncle or your sister or your brother. Everybody's situation is really exclusive to them, which is what Brooklyn is all about at Texas Financial Advisory. There are no two TFA financial freedom roadmaps that are the same. They're all about whomever she's sitting down with. So that's really important. So the next one we're going to tackle is taxes. And you've talked about this certainly before, because this is kind of what I said, that you started your company back in January of 2008, and your company is evolving, just like everybody's lives are evolving. And now you've added tax prep and tax strategy. A lot of people think they're the same thing. Probably is not the case.
No, not at all. And in reality, we all need tax prep, but not everybody needs tax strategy. You know, again, they don't understand the difference in tax strategy. So, you know, I think that a lot of people don't really think about taxes because they have worked their whole life and had jobs where the taxes are taken care of them, and the fact that it's removed from their paychecks. And so, of course, those that own businesses, then they get a little bit on the radar of figuring out tax planning and paying in advance for their taxes. So my small business owners or large business owners, we had a few companies that, you know, several million-dollar revenue companies. But, you know, again, it's just, I think that for the majority of Americans out there, you pay what you have to pay, but it's kind of systematically done for you, right? You're not having to so much pay in estimated taxes anymore. I find that a lot of people, I mean, right now the IRS doesn't have much tolerance when it comes to waiting for you to pay your taxes in. So they want their taxes, and they want it immediately. And that's not something you want to mess around with because of the penalties and the interest and just the vortex that you can get involved in when you aren't, you know, doing things by the IRS rules. And so for our clients, when they come in and work with us, let's say they've worked their whole life, they've had a paycheck, they've had W-2s, not real complex tax returns. And then I look at their 401k and there's $1 million there, there's old 401ks, the spouse has a 401k, and we've added it all up. And before you know it, we've got, you know, $2.5 million. Wow, it's a lot of money. But is it $2.5 million? No.
It is $2.5 million, but Uncle Sam's going to get a very nice chunk of that.
Yeah, a huge chunk. And
talk about that a little bit, because I think that's really important, is that we're kind of, a lot of us, because of the retirement world we live in today, the 401ks, 403bs and the like, is that we're almost really kind of sitting on the ticking tax time bomb that we don't understand. Just like you said, hey, I've got $2.5 million. I think I'm pretty good for retirement. And then you go, oh, wait, how much of that is going to Uncle Sam? You don't really have that exact amount.
Yeah. And the other thing is we know what our tax brackets are today, but those aren't forever. Those will change after 2025 and possibly sooner if the election, there's a different president put into all the office. So again, there's these variables, right? And it's your money. You worked for it. You put it in there. But there's these variables that you have no control over, in the fact that if the laws change, if the taxes change, you just have to do it. So by being proactive, right, we know exactly what the tax laws are today and what they should be through 2025. So why not put together a tax plan based upon those? And then when we get to changes in the tax code, then we will, you know, play along accordingly. But the point being, I don't know how people can invest money and not
look at how the taxes work in conjunction with their investments. I've said this before, what's the point of making the 14% if you're going to turn around and give away half of that to taxes, right? And there's different type of taxes. We've got capital gains, we have capital losses, we have federal tax, state tax, we have ordinary dividends. I mean, there's all these different things that are going into play. And if you don't have a forward-thinking tax strategy, it's really hard to determine exactly how to structure your investments. So we've put together a pretty simple white paper that really explains some of the tax strategies that we use for retirement here at Texas Financial Advisory. So if you'd like this white paper, simply text the word TAX, T-A-X, to 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW. And that is probably a word hard for you to text because it makes your stomach hurt, but the word is tax and the number is 844-832-7469. As always, you can visit my website, texasfinancialadvisory.com. If you get on our website, you can sign up for our newsletter. Before you know it, it will be tax season. It's always tax season here at Texas Financial Advisory, though, because we're doing so much forward-thinking tax strategies and for our retirees, for our workers, for our business owners. It doesn't matter. Everyone needs some tax strategy, not just tax preparation. Again, that number is 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW.
Brooklyn Chandler-Willie is the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory Offices in San Antonio, New Braunfels, and Victoria. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us. We're talking about some of the challenges. How do we make sure that our money will last as long as we do? That's a big concern for people. And then healthcare, we're not even talking about that today. That's certainly a major risk. Maybe we'll get into that in the final segment. But there's just a lot going on when it comes to living to the age of 85, 90, 95, 100. Pew Research Center says by the year 2050, there'll be 3.7 million people in the world 100 years of age or older. What if that happens to you or your spouse or both of you? How are you going to handle that? So that's really what we're talking about today, some of these major challenges. And, you know, Brooklyn, it really is interesting because when you talk about taxes, and that's a big part of your company now, and it makes sense. I think a lot of people go, like I would before we started doing the show 4 or 5 years ago, is that I would say, well, look, Brooklyn, I'm not even getting a paycheck anymore. Why am I worried about taxes? My taxes will be lower in retirement. That's what everybody used to think. I think most people today understand that's not how it works because of the 401k retirement world. We've got a lot of money that every time we pull a dollar out in retirement, we're going to be taxed on that because we haven't been taxed yet. So we have taxable money, which is taxed now, which is kind of your paycheck. You have tax deferred, which would be like your 401k money because you're going to pay taxes on that later. And then you have tax free, which is taxes never. Now, to get to the tax free world, sometimes you have to pay some taxes to get your money over to that. Talk about the conversion world of the Roth world. Is that something that you're looking at because of the tax brackets we're in right now?
Right. And so here's where I see people get their knowledge base when it comes to creating retirement accounts. They know that a Roth account gives them tax-free income or tax-free benefits, but they have been told that they make too much money to contribute to a Roth account, and that may be true. But there's a couple ways to turn tax-deferred or IRA 401k accounts and convert them to Roth accounts. There's some strategies called like a backdoor Roth where you've contributed to your IRA and then you pay the tax, and now it's a Roth conversion. So we there's so many different ways to go about this. And so if you've ever been told like, oh, you make too much money to have tax-free Roth accounts, well, that could be true as far as a dollar-for-dollar contribution, but you probably still are putting money into your tax-deferred vehicles like your 401k and your TSP. So why not pay the tax and now make that a Roth? Now, a trend that we're seeing, which I'm really excited about, and we offer it here for our employees at Texas Financial Advisory, are Roth 401ks. And if you've got that opportunity at work, I mean, and you can get a match to it, that is wonderful.
Like, hey, Brooklyn, I do that because of your advice, because I have that option where I work. But the way I understand it is the employer's match is the tax. I mean, that's the tax deferred. part of the 401k. My money that I'm getting the free match is going into the tax, into the Roth side of that. Is that right?
Well, it's different for every company. So that goes into, it depends on what your company offers. Like the TSP plan for government employees, that's how that one works. They could put their money into the Roth TSP, but their match goes into the traditional TSP. Now, for my employees, because I know how what's better for them, and the fact that I'd rather give them free money in their Roth, our employees that put money into the Roth, they get a match into the Roth. Or if they didn't want to do the Roth, there is the traditional 401k option with a match. So it's really dependent on your company. But the point being, I don't care where the match is going. If you've got a Roth 401k option, that is one of the best ways to grow a tax-free account, in that, you know, you can put in, you know, over $14,000. And then if you're over 50, then you can do a catch up into it. So that can add up really fast to have a nice tax-free little nest egg when you retire. And then the money coming out of it is now tax-free as well. So the income that comes from that Roth account would be tax-free. Another benefit of a tax-free Roth account, or an account outside of the traditional 401k tax-deferred vehicles, is now you've eliminated that additional 10% penalty, where if you touch the account before 59 and a half, you pay not just the tax, but an additional 10% penalty. So those Roth or tax-free accounts or brokerage accounts, savings, you've already paid the tax. So if you want to take a distribution from it and you're 50, no big deal. There's not an extra tax penalty to it. So I know that sometimes people's eyes glaze over when we talk about taxes and understanding the benefits of forward-thinking tax strategy, and it really doesn't make sense till we look at it for you. I mean, that's just how we operate as humans. It sounds good in theory, but until you see it, how it would work for you, it's a whole different story. And so what we're offering for you right now, our listeners, we've reserved time on the calendar, and this is pretty limited, to come in and meet with myself or one of the advisors here at Texas Financial Advisory to get that second opinion. Whether it comes from, you know, giving you a second opinion about tax strategy or market risk or tools outside of your traditional 401k thrift saving plans, that you understand those mutual funds, but is there something else out there? Is there some better tools that will assist you and make things easier on you and your family as you get to and through retirement? So if you'd like that opportunity, simply text the word VISIT to 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW. Or if you'd like to talk to a live human being, you can call us at 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW.
So we're talking about the biggest risk that you might be facing when you get into retirement. Well, one of the biggest risks is just simply being unprepared, kind of sticking your head in the sand and going, I hope things work out. You need to be prepared. That's what we're going to talk about in our final segment. Stay with us. This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show with Brooklyn Chandler Willie, the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory. Fill up the car with gas. Check. Hotel reservations. Check. Getting ready to hear, are we there yet? Hundreds of times. Check. Okay, you're ready to go to Disney World. Having a checklist is a good idea. When it comes to your retirement, it is crucial. Brooklyn Chandler Willie and the team at Texas Financial Advisory have put together a retirement income checklist that will walk you through 10 of retirement's important considerations. If you don't know where you're going in your retirement years, you probably won't get there. That's how this checklist can help. Get your complimentary copy by texting CHECKLIST to 844-832-7469. Think of this checklist as your GPS for your retirement years. Texas Financial Advisory has helped hundreds of families plan for their retirement, including checking off the important considerations covered in this retirement income checklist. Get your complimentary copy right now. Text CHECKLIST 844-832-7469. That's 844-832-7469. Advisory services offered through J.W. Cole Advisors, Inc., Texas Financial Advisory, and J.W. Cole Advisors are unaffiliated entities. Glad you're with us today for the Texas Financial Advisory Show. I'm Mark Elliott, Brooklyn Chandler Willie, the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory. Been helping people come up with their own TFA financial freedom roadmap, their plan for retirement. You know, When can I retire, Brooklyn? Hey, can I even retire, Brooklyn? Do I have enough? Will my money last? Are we going to be okay? Will my loved ones be okay if something happens to me? That's what the TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap is all about, giving you some confidence and clarity into your retirement. There's going to be an income plan because you've got to start with income because you've got to have the money to be able to retire and retire the way you want to, really on your terms is what we're looking at. Your investment strategies, they're probably going to be different in your 50s and 60s and 70s than they were in your 20s, 30s, and 40s. So your investment strategies change a little bit as you age and you get closer and into retirement. Then you've got to have a tax plan. Tax is certainly a big part of this. We talk about we just talked about the ticking tax time bomb that we all have really in our 401ks, all that tax deferred money. And right now we're in a low tax bracket world. What's going to happen 2025 or earlier? But taxes typically were trillions and trillions of dollars in debt. I think it's 20. What are we at right now? Do you know, Brooklyn?
I don't know. What is that website that you can go to?
I'm doing it right
debt
now.
Clock?
USDebtClock.org is where you go to watch it.
My stomach hurts.
And it's really kind of cool to watch it because there's so many different numbers. But right now, we're just a little over $22.5 trillion, and the red numbers keep getting bigger. But it's really interesting. If you've never done it, go to USDebtClock.org. So that kind of leads us to think your taxes might be going up at some point. And then, of course, there's health and long-term care planning, legacy and estate planning. All of that is a part of the TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap. If you'd like to sit down with Brooklyn to learn more, it's 844-832-7469. Brooklyn, I know because when you were at Baylor, you were a political science major, but you also had a business major. You even had Spanish in there as well. And I know that you never attended class without being prepared. I, on the other hand, remember going to a specific class in college, and they said, it's a test today. And I'm like, a test? What are you talking about? I was unprepared. And I'm like, okay, well, good luck to me in this one. That is what we don't want to happen heading into retirement, is that we get in and go, well, I didn't know that. I didn't know that, which is why you're offering some classes this fall about all of this.
Sure. And again, what's interesting is that things are always changing. Like, I live in this environment where we're always learning, and we're always, again, having to adapt to the investment tools that are out there, the tax laws that change, the healthcare laws that change. All of those impact what we do and the recommendations that we give. And so I feel like 50% of my time is spent educating folks on the current environment and how that affects them, and then also anticipation of what changes are going to come and how that's going to affect them. The point here is that it's about planning. And so that's what we do all the time. We're always planning. And it's a little obnoxious sometimes, but it's so interesting how, again, the norm in the financial industry world is take money, throw it into the market, you know, close your eyes and hope for the best. But what happens if that doesn't work, right? And so I find that people have a lot more confidence when they have control over their investments, and that's what we provide them. So again, it's just a different way of approaching it. It's not simply just looking at the last, 10 years of performance, because historical performance doesn't dictate future performance. It's not about philosophizing about international issues and political issues. Again, those are always changing as well. You don't have control over it, right? Unless you are the president, you don't have control. So what we do with our clients, putting together their TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap, allows them to adjust and then also have the confidence that they're going to have that systematic income every single month, whether they live to be 89 or 98 or 108. You always would have income for your lifetime. Now, I do encourage, if we're not the right fit for you, that's okay. I encourage you to find someone that is the right fit for you and your family, but you need to understand how to interview and how to find the right advisor for you. And so we put together a quick list of 9 questions that you need to ask anybody that you're going to work with that's going to be touching your money. And so if you'd like the list of those questions, you can simply text the word questions to our number here at the show, and it's 844-TFA-SHOW. That's 844-832-7469. And those will give you kind of some insight on what you're looking for when you are looking for the right professional to assist you in your investment needs. I saw a survey the other day, and it said that most people, when they work with a professional, it's because they're it's someone they knew, like they're related to them, or they, you know, they previously worked with them. That's one of the first places they go. And again, I understand it's out of trust, because you trust them on a personal level. So then you feel that you can trust them on when it comes to your money. But that's not a guarantee that it's always going to work out. So you really need to find the right fit for you, the right professional that's going to really benefit you and your family, that's going to be working as a fiduciary for you versus for a retail company where they sell those products and their duty and the loyalty is to that company. There's a really big difference when it comes down to it and the amount of money that the client receives. So if you'd like that opportunity, or you'd like that questionnaire book, you can text the word questions to 844-832-7469. If you would like to just sit down and discuss your situation, get a second opinion, it never hurts to get that second opinion. You can text the word visit to 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW.
Brooklyn Chandler-Willie is the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory, offices in San Antonio, New Braunfels, and Victoria. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us today. And we had special guests today. We had your son, Coulter, soon to be 9, and then Caden, who is soon to be 4, and of course, your daughter's headed off to college this year,
yeah.
So there's some planning involved being a mother as well, is my guess.
Lots of multitasking.
So what's Coulter going to be?
Good.
Coulter going to be in?
He'll be in third grade.
Third grade. Caden mm-hmm. is preschool
pre-K,
yet?
Pre-K,
yeah.
I know.
That means you're getting older.
I did the whole back to school shopping this weekend, and that was a lot. And
a lot of fun.
It was just a lot. It was a lot yes. of everything.
Yes.
But it's done. And praise the Lord for Amazon. Goodness gracious. So much stuff. I just couldn't even have the energy, or I couldn't dig through the bins at Target and Walmart. You know, the specifics, like a box of crayons, it has to be the primary colors and it can't be more than 8 in a box. I'm like, oh, there's 24 box, there's 48 box, there's 120 box, but there weren't any 8.
So there you go. Even as a mom, Brooklyn has to do a lot of planning. And that's really, I think let's wrap it up. We've got about a minute and a half to go, because that's really, I mean, in our everyday lives, there are things we're always planning for and things we're getting ready for. There's just things are always happening. Things are changing all the time, and our kids are getting older. And so there's different challenges all the time. It's the same thing in retirement. If we don't know what we're supposed to be doing, then we typically do nothing. We procrastinate, put our head in the sand, and I hope things work out. That's not really the best way to go about it. Is it?
No, not at all. I mean, you don't want to do that in any part of your life, because it doesn't make things easier. And, you know, I feel like when we work with our clients, I mean, we don't have that emotion involved in the fact that, I mean, we're looking at it from a higher level and giving them a logical solution to their problems. And so when it comes down to it, like the questions that keep them up at night are things like, should I pay my mortgage off? Or when can I retire? Or have I saved enough up? Or I already retired and I don't know what I'm doing. And how do I take money out of these accounts? Those type of things that you just can't work through, that's what we do every day. And so we can give you your options and tell you which way to go and help guide you for that, you know, through those landmines that could affect you. Should you keep your life insurance? Should you get rid of your life insurance? Should you get home health care, long-term care? Do you need a supplement for your Medicare? Like, all these are questions that every single person has. And we know, we deal with it all the time here at Texas Financial Advisory. So if you'd like that second opinion, there's no cost, no obligation. I've set aside time on my calendar and some time for my other advisors here at Texas Financial Advisory. Just simply text the word VISIT to 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW. And lastly, you can always visit the website. That's texasfinancialadvisory.com. Sign up for our newsletter. Sign up for any events that are coming up. But it's a wealth of resources at texasfinancialadvisory.com.
Well, have a great weekend, Brooklyn, and we'll do it again next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Mark.
The preceding program is sponsored by Texas Financial Advisory, which is solely responsible for its content.
Fill up the car with gas, check. Hotel reservations, check. Getting ready to hear "Are we there yet?" hundreds of times, check. Okay, you're ready to go to Disney World. Having a checklist is a good idea. When it comes to your retirement, it is crucial. Brooklyn Chandler Willie and the team at Texas Financial Advisory have put together a retirement income checklist that will walk you through 10 of retirement's important considerations. If you don't know where you're going in your retirement years, you probably won't get there. That's how this checklist can help. Get your complimentary copy by texting CHECKLIST to 844-832-7469. Think of this checklist as your GPS for your retirement years. Texas Financial Advisory has helped hundreds of families plan for their retirement, including checking off the important considerations covered in this retirement income checklist. Get your complimentary copy right now. Text CHECKLIST 844-832-7469. That's 844-832-7469.